Appendix B, Risk Management. Aviation operations are inherently risky, even during routine peacetime or limited contingency operations. In LISCO, many aviation operations become high-risk, high-reward missions. Commanders must appropriately mitigate risks in order to provide continued support to the ground maneuver commander. Risk management is a critical process that contributes to the endurance of an aviation force. It identifies hazardous environments and helps commanders eliminate, reduce, or minimize risk associated with mission and operational requirements in order to protect assets. It is integral throughout the planning process and directly contributes to the availability of air crews, aircraft, and the associated equipment that are critical to mission support and accomplishment. Commanders balance between protecting the force and accepting risks in order to achieve military objectives. Commanders must adequately plan and prepare for operations based on a comprehensive understanding of the OE. Commanders collaborate and dialogue with subordinates when deciding how much risk to accept and how to minimize the effects of risk. It is important to remember that accepting risk is a function of command, and it is a key planning consideration. The commander alone determines the level of acceptable risk with respect to aspects of operations. This level of risk should be expressed in the commander's guidance, incorporated into all plans and orders, and clearly understood by subordinate leaders. In LISCO, commanders of aviation units must continually fight for information to see, understand, and respond to windows of opportunity. Aviation missions are frequently conducted without perfect information, and understanding the threats associated with the enemy, the terrain, and the weather all inform a commander's level of risk acceptance. For more information on aviation risk considerations, refer to Appendix B of the print version of FM3-04. For more information about risk management, see ATP 5-19. FM3-04, 6 April 2020. By order of the Secretary of the Army, James C. McConville, General, United States Army, Chief of Staff. Official, signed, Kathleen S. Miller, Administrative Assistant to the Secretary of the Army.